This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Benson Boone. Don't forget, tomorrow, May 6th, it's the Benson Boone Ticket Tuesdays at Dairy Queen in Greece from 6 to 8. I am going to be out there giving you guys a chance to win tickets to Benson Boone at CMAC on June 5th. So make sure to stop by.
Oh my God. Are you going to make us a blizzard?
I will be eating an endless amount of blizzards. Joe knows.
Yeah.
So this is going to be at the Dairy Queen in Greece on Dewey. This is going to be Tuesday, tomorrow, May 6th, 6 to 8 p.m. for your chance to win tickets to go see Benson Boone.
Go see our boy.
I'll be there tomorrow night. Love for you guys to come by, and you must be present to win, but I'll see you guys tomorrow night at the Dairy Queen in Greece. Let's get right into Parental Confidential this morning. Adriana is unsure whether to praise her daughter or punish her after she stuck up for her autistic brother in school. And when the school and the teachers were failing to protect him, she came to his rescue, and unfortunately, she chose violence, which is why Adriana is feeling conflicted on how to handle this situation. Let us know what you guys think and what you would do. How would you handle it? 585-252-9800 is the number. Here's the original message. Good morning, PXY crew. Anyone know how to handle this particular situation? Last week at school, there was an incident involving my two kids. My son, who is on the spectrum, has been getting bullied a lot lately, especially by one specific child. Last Tuesday, things escalated. A kid took my son's food, ran off with it, and when my son tried to chase him, he lost him. Later, he saw the same child again, and this time along with the usual bully, and they both started throwing his food at him, mocking him, calling him names. That's when my daughter, his older sister, found out what was happening. She stepped in, stood up for her brother, ended up punching the kid in the face. Oh. The school has now suspended her for a week, and I'm torn. On one hand, I know violence isn't the answer. I don't want to encourage it. On the other hand, she stood up for her brother in a moment where no one else did, not the teachers, not the school, who was supposed to be protecting him. She's been his biggest protector, so here's my question. Should I even be punishing her for what she did, or should I be proud of her for standing up for her brother when no one else would? I feel like the school failed them both, and I'm at a loss for how to approach this as a parent. Would love some outside perspective. Thank you both so much. My own two cents, but I grew up with brothers, and I was always raised that if someone was picking on one of us, we were subject to bullying. Mm-hmm. Which I was a couple of times. We do whatever necessary to protect one another. And I've witnessed my brother throw some serious punches in my honor.
In your honor.
And it's good to have siblings who have your back, because in this particular situation, if it wasn't for Adriana's daughter, it sounds like this poor kid was on his own.
You started it, let's be honest. The bullying.
No.
No, but I mean, in all seriousness, you know how I feel about violence, very anti-violence. So I wouldn't give her a punishment that would be as harsh as it would be if she just like actually did something wrong. I would tell her she did the right thing. There's just a different way to express your emotions or frustration while also standing up to the person. Because honestly, like, my biggest thing is like, when you bring those acts into it, whether it be violence, hitting, biting, kicking, I don't care, insert blank here, the actual like issue at hand gets lost in the shuffle because they're just so worried about punishing this young girl for beating the crap out of the guy.
Throwing hands.
That what he did is completely null and void, in my opinion.
Well, my question is, now what? Are they going to reprimand these kids for doing what they did? Or now is all the attention on the daughter for throwing punches?
Like, I don't think the school's going to punish the kids who are bullying this listener's son. I think that the sister did that. Like, her daughter was able to essentially teach these kids, hey, there are consequences for my actions.
We hope that's the case.
We can only hope.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go over to hear from some of our listeners. Julie's weighing in first this morning. 585-252-9800. I wouldn't punish her. She did what she had to do. And I would, however, have a talk with the principal and threaten legal action because the school's failure to address the bullying. If they had handled it, your daughter wouldn't have had to deal with it herself. Your daughter is a hero, and you should be proud of her. Violence is not the answer, but let's be honest, you guys. I think some of these kids need to be punched in the face and taught a lesson once in a while. And she did just that. Now, take her out for ice cream. Tell her you're proud of her.
Yeah, period. Joe, have you ever been in a situation where, I mean, you have a ton of siblings. Have you ever been in a situation where you had to defend their honor and it kind of got you in trouble?
Yeah. A really, really similar situation.
Yeah.
Not exactly the same, but when I was in high school, someone decided that they wanted to talk very poorly of my sister right behind me in English class.
That's a no-no.
You punched him in the back of the head, didn't you?
No, he sat behind me, so I turned around and...
Oh.
You cracked him?
Right.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Allison on the line. Good morning, Allison.
Morning. The sister did the right thing. The child has autism. There's no one there to defend him. The parents should not punish them. I understand violence is never the right option. However, in this situation, that bully is not going to understand anything else. You can't talk that kind of person down. You just can't in some situations, and they needed to feel the consequence. The punishment is the week of school. That's the consequence. And they defended their family. If you can't defend, if you're not going to defend your family, who else is going
Nobody.
To?
Nobody. I mean, it's not going to be the school. It's not going to be other people. I mean,
exactly.
The sister came to his rescue, and I don't think she should be punished whatsoever for it. Mm.
I agree 100%. If your family's not there for you, who's going to be? And the consequence is the suspension, period. She did the right thing.
Yeah, I don't think she needs more consequence than that. Now, could the mom have Adriana have a conversation with her daughter on how to maybe approach it differently in the future? Sure. But for the time being, she handled some business. Thanks for the call, Allison. Appreciate it.
My mindset always is like, I'm not going to hurt you with my fists. I'm going to hurt you with my words, and that's going to hurt even worse. So,
yikes.
I mean, have you ever felt a fist?
Let's go over to Crystal. Yeah, for real, this isn't a failing on the daughter's part. There's no failure here. This is 100% a failure of school admin, and they should feel the burn. I'm sick of schools who just cover up and ignore issues and then blame the kids when the situation goes sideways. This person, violence is never the answer. And it's crazy that some people messaging in who are most likely parents are encouraging this type of thing. Mm. I know, but I'll say it again. I disagree. I think sometimes violence is the answer.
I don't, though.
Some of these kids today need a really good ass kicking because the ones who finally get it think twice about laying a finger on someone else or making someone else feel smaller than them. Sometimes it is the best thing for them.
And it also discourages people who weren't even the subject of the ass whooping.
It's like,
actually, hold on, I can't do that because look at what happened to this guy.
It's like prison. You got to send a message.
No, you guys also need to realize this is 2025. Everyone's sue happy. Everyone's going to get their lawyer involved. Like, it's not worth it. It's not.
Mike says, yeah, if this was my daughter, she would 100% be rewarded, not punished. Your beef is with the school, not your daughter. And like that caller said, she's already getting a week of suspension. So that's the punishment. But good for her for sticking up for her brother when the school failed to. Be proud of her. But teacher, there's better ways to maybe deal with the situation in the future. Yeah. There you go. I mean, people are going to. I get it. This is kind of split down the middle, but I think we're all in agreement here, yes, that maybe she shouldn't be punished. She already is, right, with the suspension?
No, she definitely shouldn't be punished.
Okay. No. All right. There we go. Thanks, Adriana. Appreciate the call. I know you were looking for advice on this, and what it comes down to is no punishment is needed.
Period.
No, the school's already doing that.
Right.
But I think you raised a great daughter. She was there for her brother in his time of need when no one else was standing up for him. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. We'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow morning on the show.